Hey everyone, Ken's Wild here with Wild Child, and welcome back to my podcast. In this week's podcast episode, I'm going to be discussing a few stories from working night shift and what exactly that's like. Now, if you are under the age of 18, viewer discretion is advised because I do work at a truck stop and some of the content within this episode may not be user-friendly. So please just remember, viewer discretion is advised, and if you get offended, I apologize. Sorry, not sorry. So I work night shift at a truck stop, and if you know anything about truckers, you know that some of them can be the craziest, most disrespectful assholes on the face of the planet. Like, I've had times where I'm just, like, cleaning a shower or something, and I've got someone shout across the hallway that they want to go take me out into the back parking lot and do some naughty things to me, and I'm just like, whoa, I'm at my place of employment, but you gotta give it right back to them, you know, give them the attitude right back. But anyway, I discovered that working the day shift and the night shift are like two vastly different sides of the workplace that I didn't quite realize existed. The day shift typically tends to be a little bit more strict. You know, they're a little bit more busy, and there's more customers and more functional people that come in during the day shift. Not to mention, there's typically a lot more staff just because they are a lot busier, and there's always something to do in the day shift. Now, there's always something to do in the night shift as well, but night shift kind of comes with its own problems. You know, we don't necessarily have someone being like, oh my God, you know, my shower was cold because I didn't know how to turn it on correctly. You should give me a refund. Fun. You know, we've got some pretty brutal people and pretty interesting experiences, to put it politely, that we have to encounter that you don't really necessarily get during the day shift. A couple nights ago, I was playing a game that we like to call lot lizard hunting. And if you do not know what a lot lizard is, go and look it up. I'm not going to explain it here because I would like to try and keep this podcast at least somewhat friendly for the people who do listen. But anyway, I was going lot lizard hunting. And as I was wandering around in the parking lot, like I do a couple times a night, making sure there's no disturbances, people doing stupid shit, or people parked in the premium parking that aren't supposed to be there, I started hearing a bunch of screaming, and I had absolutely no idea what it was about. And so I go over there with my flashlight, have my hands ready to go in the event I need to protect myself. And there's these two gentlemen, and they were both screaming at each other and throwing rocks at each other. And I was like, hey, let's stop throwing rocks. Like, I'm talking to a bunch of fucking toddlers. I'm like, let's stop throwing rocks and let's try and talk this out. And we started talking, and apparently one of the guys had parked just a smidge over the line, and so then the other guy was, like, super upset about it because he didn't know how to park, and he was struggling to get in and out of his car. And so then supposedly the one guy started, like, slamming open his truck door so that he could dent the other guy's truck, and I was like, guys, why are we doing this? It's like a bunch of fucking toddlers, you know, and it became very clear to me very quickly that both of them were very much so under the influence of alcohol, and I was like, oh my God, it's like wrangling cattle or toddlers or just cats, you know. And so I'm like, well, why are we throwing rocks at each other? How can we bring this to a resolution? And the one guy was all, well, he needs to pay for the damages to my truck. And I'm like, well, that's something you guys have to go through with the companies, you know, the trucking company is responsible for the damages and stuff like that. And I'm like, you're gonna have to call his trucking company. And the other guy was all, well, I don't want him calling my trucking company. And I'm all, well, sir, you know, whether he parked too close or not. And we probably spent about 20-30 minutes trying to come to a resolution here, and neither of these guys wanted to come to a resolution. And so I sat there and I'm like, all right, look, why don't y'all just go the fuck back to bed? You know, get some food if you want, come inside, get some food, go to fucking bed, because y'all are hangry as shit, y'all are drunk as shit, and I'm tired of this. And they both just looked at me and they're like, well, what are you gonna do? You know, and that's the funny part about being a woman at a truck stop on a night shift, is that nobody takes you seriously. They all just think that you're some, you know, pushover. And, you know, so then I just started screaming back at him. I'm all, y'all need to fucking do what the hell you need to do. Get in your fucking trucks and go to bed, because y'all need some sleep. And you know, as I started screaming, they both just looked at me dumbfounded, put the fucking rocks down, and they walked all the way to their fucking trucks, and there went the disturbance. And I'm like, damn, I have to tell two grown-ass men to stop throwing rocks at each other. Like, what the fuck? Another massive difference between the day shift and the night shift that one wouldn't really think about is scam calls. Now, day shift scam calls might be something stupid like, hey, I'm here to talk to you about your car's extended fucking warranty, you know, stuff like that. Whereas night shift phone or scam calls are very, very different than that. And I don't think a lot of people realize that. One common thing I've noticed with night shift that I was not quite prepared for is that somebody will call you and say, hey, your manager said to take out this amount of cash, put it in an envelope and address it to this company because I am coming there tomorrow to do maintenance. And you're like, oh, okay, you're coming here to do maintenance on our power washer or whatever the fuck it is. And they're like so good. Like they've got way more information than they should have about your employees, your place of employment, all of these ways just to get money, right? Or another thing that I've run into is that somebody will physically come in and be like, hey, I'm here to check out the washer and the dryer, or I'm here to perform scheduled maintenance on something like this, you know, like, can you lead me to this back room? And then you lead them to that back room. They do a bunch of shit. And then before you know it, they're like, oh, okay, now you owe me this much money. I'm all, no, that's something for my manager to do. And they're all, oh, but so-and-so said this and this and this and this. And then before you know it, you realize that you literally just sent them into the back room to do or do maintenance on something. They fucked up whatever the hell they were doing maintenance on, just for the plain and simple fact of trying to scam money out of you. And it's hilarious to watch when it, like an actual physical person comes in and tries to scam you out of money. And most of the times these people, you know, they appear to be stone cold fucking sober. You know, they're not on any substance that's making them act out in these ways. They're just there. They just exist. And they're very good. They're very smart. And they're very intelligent in ways to just try and get money out of you, get money out of the company, and just manipulate your way through it. And let me tell you, trying to explain this to new hires is absolutely ridiculous. You know, and there have been times where I've literally just had to watch new hires like a hawk throughout the whole night shift, because they're just like, oh, you know, this person came in and, you know, they said this and this and this, and so I just pulled this much money out of the cash drawer, and I'm all, whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah, you know, so it's definitely fascinating seeing the difference between, like, day shift and night shift. You know, normally we all get pissed off again. Oh, it's your car's extended warranty bullshit. You know, and meanwhile, you know, we've got people, like, grade A professional fucking scammers coming in, knowing exactly what the hell to do, and man, it's fucking crazy. During the night shift, we also get a lot more substance use than we get during the day shift. Now, obviously, it doesn't matter what shift you are. You will always have somebody that comes in on, you know, that's drunk on some drugs or whatever. But we get a lot of it during the night shift, way more than the day shift will ever see or understand. And one time we had this gentleman, he decided he was going to be a pain in my fucking ass. And he was parking in the prime parking without having a ticket or without having paid for it. Now, the biggest difference between like prime parking and your regular parking is that in the regular parking, if we need you to move because you have, or we have an emergency coming in, or we have like an ambulance or something, or let's say you're parked in the middle of a fucking intersection or you're blocking something, you know, then we have the right to come and knock on your window at any point throughout the night and say, hey, you need to move your truck. Whereas with premium parking or prime parking, whatever you want to call it, you can pretty, like, it's the parking spots are located in a specific area so that we never have to ask you to move, and that you can sleep throughout the night. But anyway, and so this guy, he didn't have a ticket for prime parking, and I knock on his window. It's probably, I don't know, 1 or 2 in the morning. And, you know, I start pounding on his window, and it takes him a minute to get up. And, you know, then he comes to the window and he's all, what? You know, and you could tell that he wasn't really all there at the moment. And I'm like, you need to move your car. You don't have a ticket for prime parking. He's all, yeah, I do. And well, show me. He couldn't show me. And so I'm all, sir, if you don't pay for prime parking, I'm going to come back out here in 10 minutes. We're going to try this again. And then I'm going to, you know, if you don't do it, I'm going to have your truck towed. And so what a lot of people don't realize, or at least in this area, we have a towing company that everybody loves to use, because you can call them and say, hey, this trucker won't move his truck. They'll come out. And even if that trucker has moved their truck by that time, they are still going to bill that company like $700-$800 just for showing up. And personally, I find it very fascinating. But typically, you mention the name of this company and most truckers are like, oh shit. And so, you know, I probably go out there like 2 or 3 times every 30 minutes knocking on this guy's door like, hey dude, you need to fucking move your truck. And he just didn't quite, he just wasn't doing it. And, you know, he's like, all right, you're the fucking warden, and calling me a bitch and shit. And so, you know, I'm like, all right, tow truck's on his way. And, you know, then he shaped up real quick, and within 5 minutes he was in that door. And the second he steps in that door, he just starts staring at the light. starts staring at the ceiling, and, you know, my coworker and I are looking at this guy, and we're starting to laugh our asses off, because it is very obvious that he is not there in the head. He is high as a kite, stoned on something, tripping out, and anyway, you know, and so eventually, you know, he slowly makes his way over to the counter, and he's like, oh, hey, it's the warden, and I'm just like, oh my god, this is gonna be fun, you know, and so I start ringing him up for prime parking, and I ask him, like, hey, what's your truck number, and your, all the details that I need to ring him up for prime parking. And he's just responding in these slowest, most drawn-out responses ever. And I'm like, oh my god, we're going to be here all night. And so I ring him up. I give him, you know, everything he needs, the ticket and all that stuff. And then, you know, I see him on the camera as he starts pulling out of his prime parking spot. And I'm like, dude, you just paid for that. Why are you pulling out of it? And then my coworker and I start watching him on the cameras, and he ends up going over the curb and into a field, right? So over the curb, there's a small little slope. It's not very big at all. And it just goes into the field, the property behind the truck stop where all the lot lizards go to hang out. And you just see him driving down this embankment, and we're just looking at him like, what the fuck is he doing? And so, you know, I ended up calling this tow company anyway and being like, hey, dude, you're going to have to come get this guy out, because he ain't going to make it back out. You know, and so eventually my coworker and I, we went down there to make sure he was okay. Nah, he was just passed out. You know, he went into the field, parked the car, and went back to sleep. And we're just like we were losing our minds. And it drove me nuts, because, like, he was literally in this field that nobody necessarily owns. But, you know, he had to put up such a hassle about being in prime parking only to pull out of prime parking and go and chill out in a fucking field. And I'm just like, the fact that some of these drivers have a license, have a CDL, truly fascinates me, as I fully believe some of them shouldn't even be behind the wheel, much less behind the wheel of a massive truck. So that is unfortunately going to be the conclusion of my truck stop night shift stories. If you guys did like these stories from the truck stop, please shoot me a message, and I've got plenty more where those came from. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, or any topics that you would like me to address on this podcast episode, please, please, please reach out. To be honest with you, with all of my social medias, I'm kind of just winging it. They used to be a way to promote my business and market my business, and now I'm not running my business, and I'm kind of focusing just more on myself and making myself as a priority. So if you guys have any ideas that you want me to do with my podcast or any of my content in general, please don't hesitate to reach out. I accept all criticism, all advice, all recommendations. So definitely reach out. Please check us out on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. My podcast obviously available wherever you listen to podcasts. So yeah, I hope to see y'all next time. Stay strong, stay true, and stay wild.